All systems are operational.
Where Were You is brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine for traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
January 16th, 1976. In the news, Democrat Jimmy Carter, the former Georgia governor who campaigned against Washington and big government, has won the Iowa precinct caucuses as President Ford wins over Republican challenger Ronald Reagan.
The embassy received hundreds of letters like that last year, Mr. Ambassador, mostly from cranks. We can expect many more this season.
Mrs. Rausch's letter is different. It's specific. She spells out how and where the Zeppelin will be destroyed. A time bomb over American territory.
At the movies, in a mix of fact and fiction, the story of the events leading up to the 1937 Hindenburg disaster.
Oh, what a sensation on an airship. Floating. Timeless.
George C. Scott, Anne Bancroft, William Atherton, and Burgess Meredith are among the stars of The Hindenburg.
We've had our suspicions, Colonel, and now that letter confirms there is a plot to sabotage the LZ-129 on this flight.
Obviously, Dr. Goebbels, the sane thing to do is to cancel the flight until the Gestapo uncovers the plot.
Sane, but weak. The propaganda value of the LZ-129 is highly important.
From a military standpoint, she's a flying dinosaur.
Friday Night TV features Donnie and Marie, Chico and the Man, and Sanford and Son.
Fred, if you won't listen to me, you can at least heed the words of your late wife. She's up there right now looking down at all of this. She's saying, Fred, you miserable old snaggletooth jackass. Oh.
Donna Summer breaks into the top 10 with Love to Love You, Baby. I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1976.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where Were You?
TakeMyVoice.com.